You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The wildfires across Los Angeles have encompassed the second largest metropolitan area in the country, and that size has highlighted the far-reaching impacts swept up in a disaster's path, including damage we might not initially think about. Recovery goes beyond a home or a business. It's also shaped by class, a job, one's cultural background, and the lingering health impacts are also dependent on where you live. New research sparked during these wildfires to better understand how Latino communities are faring. According to the latest census data, nearly half of residents in Los Angeles County identify as Latino. But this data suggests that the vulnerabilities facing the largest ethnic group in Los Angeles remains largely overlooked. Joining us to discuss these findings is Michael Mendez. He's an assistant professor of environmental policy and urban planning at UC Irvine and has studied the impact of disasters on communities of color. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here, Vicky.
Thank you for taking the time. The research that I'm talking about was just released by the UCLA Latino Policy and Politics Institute, which you are affiliated with. You have also done research on how climate change impacts and intersects with communities of color. How did the current wildfires in the Los Angeles area fit into this context?
Yes, unfortunately, it's a textbook case of inequality based on your class and your ethnicity or race. While a disaster does not discriminate itself, but the impacts are disproportionate. And how we plan for a disaster such as wildfires, the preparedness knowledge, the evacuation notices, are all based on political choices that, unfortunately, for the most part, don't always serve the best needs of one of the most marginalized and largest populations in Los Angeles counties, Latino immigrants, and particularly indigenous immigrants of Latin descent from Latin America as well.
What are some examples of these wide-ranging impacts that we might not initially think about when we're taking in a disaster like the multiple wildfires in Los Angeles?
Sure. Across the nation, we're seeing very vivid reports of loss of million-dollar homes and businesses in the Malibu and Pacific Palisades. And while that is obviously very traumatic and a major loss to the individuals that own those homes and businesses, often overlooked is that while Latinos only represent 7% of the population in that very wealthy communities in Malibu Pacific Palisades, they represent over 35% of the workers, that from out-day workers, domestic workers, to the service sector that rely on the businesses in that area. And because of the traumatic and extent of the fires in that particular area, a large proportion of those individuals lose weeks, if not months, of income, and also may not have a job a year from now, and of the same job that they had before this wildfire occurred. Other key issues is affordable housing. All throughout California, affordable housing is a key area, particularly in our coastal areas, such as Los Angeles County, and where people are paying well over 30% of their income for an apartment or to pay for their mortgage. And this is only going to cut the supply of housing available because there have been tens of thousands of individuals displaced from their homes and are now competing on the rental market. So that's going to put an additional economic pressure on low-income individuals. And then third is issues of health. You know, while the wildfires in places like Altadena, the Eaton Fire is slowly starting to be contained, that smoke is not just actually restricted to the immediate perimeter of the wildfire itself. That smoke is being experienced downwind region wide, and individuals that have asthma and other respiratory illnesses and that are considered sensitive populations are predominantly and unfortunately overwhelmingly Latino. So even if they don't live near the wildfire or even live 10 miles away from the wildfire, that toxic smoke plumes are being migrated all over or transported all over Los Angeles County to even Ventura County and even in Orange County. So if you have pre-existing health conditions, particularly asthma or respiratory disease, and no access to affordable health care, you're going to be disproportionately affected by these issues of the toxic smoke that's coming from wildfire. And it's not just particulate matter. It's a toxic soup of burning structures, chemicals, and who knows what. And studies have shown that wildfire smoke can be several times more harmful that to human respiratory health than vehicle exhaust. So we all know if you breathe in the vehicle exhaust from a car, you live near a freeway, that's very unhealthy. But this wildfire smoke is at least three times more harmful to humans.
Yeah. And I think in California, in light of wildfires in the last 5 or 8 years, we all have breathed in that smoke or tried to avoid breathing in the smoke from wildfires because of how toxic and how harmful that air can be. You mentioned that about 30% of the workforce in Pacific Palisades and Malibu were impacted, and they're a large Latino population. I was reading a profile on the LA Times. They were profiling the housekeepers, the cleaners, the nannies, the landscapers who are now out of work. What are the barriers when it comes to finding the resources so that they can get back on their feet?
Yes, there are significant challenges, and we've seen this in other fires throughout California, such as the Thomas Fire, which I have studied extensively in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, the LNU fires in Sonoma and Napa. And what we see is particularly for individuals that are undocumented, they don't have legal status in this area. One, they're afraid to engage in to leave the mandatory evacuation zones and to go to the shelters for fear of deportation, or they're unable to access FEMA assistance, the rapid assistance of funding, unemployment insurance if they lose their homes, health care oftentimes if they get hurt. So we see a wide variety for undocumented migrants that are unable to bounce back as quickly as someone that has homeowners insurance and has access to legal mechanisms such as FEMA because of their immigration status. So those are some of the key issues, but also, the workforce. There's cascading impacts. It's not just the construction, which Latinos will largely be a large proportion of the individuals helping to rebuild Los Angeles and Malibu and Palisades. They represent 85% of the construction workforce. Some of them are undocumented. So with the recent political climate with our new president, there's concerns of how we're going to be able to make Los Angeles as a whole and the reconstruction phase more resilient if we're going to lose a lot of our workforce or create a situation where our workers feel unsafe. Hmm.
The report also highlighted, and it's important to highlight, gender disparities as well. I mean, when talking about the workforce within affluent areas, you know, they're largely are done by women and Latina women from, you know, cleaning the home, caretaking, et cetera. And they have a different experience when it comes to recovery and when it comes to healing from trauma. What have you learned about how it is unique and different for Latina women?
First and foremost, that gender aspect of inequality in terms of disasters is largely unreported. The experiences of women in disasters largely homogenize with men in general. And the additional roles of being a caretaker for the family, being the mother and taking care of the children is an additional burden that they experience during these very traumatic events. The children as well, the mental health impacts that they experience from losing their homes to also even losing their schools. There's been cases in Altadena in the Eaton fire where entire public schools and elementary schools have been destroyed. So those impacts largely go unnoticed, but also because of cultural barriers, because of mental health, getting access to mental health in the Latino community. It's often seen as a stigma to seek that sort of help. Other areas it's not just domestic cleaners, but it's also the tourism industry that's largely a woman-led industry that not only are we losing our homes and our commercial businesses, but those vital tourism literal hotspots that many of Latino women worked at before the fires.
As you mentioned, Latinos are a big backbone of the economy, not only in California, but specifically in Los Angeles County. But a lot of these jobs are outdoors, right? They can't work remote and stay away from hazardous air quality, from construction to migrant workers to landscaping. This isn't a new conversation because we've had a lot of these wildfires in the last 5 or 10 years. Do you see a shift in conversation when it comes to people who are in a position of power at the state capitol or elsewhere trying to help this workforce that can't escape from the lingering health impacts from wildfires?
That's an excellent question. I would say the simple answer is yes and no. Yes, there has been in places, large urban areas like Los Angeles, about this more open dialogue of worker protection and ensuring that these individuals have the right occupational health and safety training, as well as equipment to protect themselves if they're cleaning up toxic debris, breathing in toxic smokes. But at the same time, there's political expediency of lifting regulations, of ensuring that this construction happens very quickly, which is important, of course. But at the same time, there's pressure to cut corners and not do some of that training and not pay workers a living wage. So throughout the country, when a wildfire, hurricane, or flooding occurs, you do see these inequitable labor practices that happen. One, that the individuals are not properly trained and protected. Two, they're exploited in terms of their labor. And three, they oftentimes don't have voice. But we do have great examples of labor rights organizations, such as the National Day Laborers Organization here in Los Angeles, North Bay Jobs with Justice, and Sonoma County, that has been advocating for stronger workers' rights, hazard pay, additional pay when they're entering into some of these disaster zones or even evacuation zones, that they should be compensated for that extra risk that they're putting on themselves and their health.
Michael Mendez is an assistant professor of environmental policy and urban planning at UC Irvine. Dr. Mendez, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
We've been talking about the impact of wildfires in Los Angeles on the local Latino community, which makes up roughly half of the county's population. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.